with a £450 million investment in England's NHS. It's promising to cut waiting times with new ambulances, fast-track treatment centres and mental health assessment units. And veterans are gathering in Normandy to mark the 81st anniversary of the D-Day landings. Commemorations include parades, parachute jumps and remembrance ceremonies. And the weather, a mix of sunshine and showers for most of the country through the day, temperatures reaching 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Right then, we have everything in position. I've got the key to the special box, which has Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour written on it. We have a bumper Friday edition today. It's coming your way between now and 10, and it starts how we started 30 years ago.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Explore remote destinations alongside onboard experts.
Classic FM.
That was a bit special, wasn't it? The Preludes, Act 1 from Verdi's La Traviata. That was the Rai Symphony Orchestra. And we also had Handel's Zadok the Priest, Martin Neary conducting the English Chamber Orchestra and the Westminster Abbey Choir. And that is a fine way to kick off the Classic FM Hall of Fame hour, if you ask me. Dan Walker here until 10 o'clock. A very happy Friday for you, to you and for you. Hope you've got some lovely weekend plans lined up. Fingers crossed, all this rain will go away. The sunshine's sort of come out, but it was very rainy this morning. I hope it's okay where you are. And even if it doesn't, and it's a lovely weekend, or it's a miserable weekend, the music will enable you to snuggle up inside. Speaking of which, here's Dvorak.
Thank you.
The second movement of Dvořák's Serenade for Strings. That was Alexander Schneider and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. It's amazing to think that the entire thing was written in just 2 weeks. Such a wonderful work, isn't it? And you clearly like it as well, because it's been in your Classic FM Hall of Fame for over a decade. I think at 18 minutes past nine, it's time for a bit of Chopin. Thank you.
most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Cecilia Bartoli, what a voice, with Mozart's Laudate Dominum and the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra and Chorus as well. And Chopin's Raindrop Prelude before that, performed by Lang Lang at nearly 9:30 on Friday's Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. Loads of messages coming in today. A few birthdays to mention. Helen in Hertfordshire. Morning, Dan. It's my husband Nigel's birthday. He's always my reason to be cheerful. We do a few of those on a Friday. We're off to the lakes for a few days to celebrate. Happy birthday, Nigel. Enjoy the lakes. Have a great weekend. And Claire in Cambridge is 9 today. She was having her breakfast earlier, listening to Classic FM, opening her prezzies. Happy birthday from your mum, your dad, and your little sister, Ellie. We've got some Beethoven for you now. Easily one of the greatest symphonies ever written. Beginning with his struggles, his battles against life's adversities, and eventually ending with a joyous ode to all mankind. It is his choral symphony. Wonderful. The first movement of Beethoven's Choral Symphony. That was the Ninth Symphony, of course, by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Manfred Honeck was conducting. 9:45, and that's one of three top 10 hits for Beethoven this year, and the highest of all 31 symphonies that made it into your Hall of Fame. Our very own chart topper, Ali Jones, will be here from 10 o'clock, so in round about 15 minutes' time. It's his last day looking after things for Xander. Make sure you say a nice hello and come and join him. First, though, somebody I spoke to a few days ago, Anna Lapwood, did an interview with her for Channel 5. She is doing all that she can to make the organ cool. Millions of views on social media, but all of that comes from hours and hours and hours of hard work, loads of practice and bucket loads of talent. She is a remarkable woman and a brilliant musician. Here she is to perform Christopher Tin's Sogno di Volare, Dream of Flight.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX. Experts in expedition since 1896.
Classic FM.
Mm-hmm.
Glorious. The Great Gate at Kyiv from Pictures at an Exhibition from Modest Mussorgsky. That was the London Symphony Orchestra performing. And I hope you also enjoyed Dream of Flight or Sogno di Valori from Christopher Tin. Anna Lapwood, the brilliant Anna Lapwood, was giving us a blast from the organ there with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the Royal Opera Chorus. Good morning to Sue in Cheshire, who is enjoying the music today with her husband, Mark. It's their 16th wedding anniversary. Have a brilliant weekend. Congratulations to the pair of you. And Robin is enjoying a break from GCSEs today. A well-earned break, I'd like to say. They're on the way to the grandparents with Mum, who apparently loves Classic FM. Well, Mum, we love you because of that. We've got an exam and a birthday in the Walker House today. Fingers crossed, everything goes well. I will report back on Monday. Have a brilliant weekend. I will see you back here on Monday morning from 6:30. It has been absolutely lovely to spend the week with you. If you don't mind me saying, you're great company. And that continues because Ali Jones is here next on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions, witness the dramatic landscapes of Greenland, the world's largest island.
It can be stressful when your car breaks down. But you can rely on NFU Mutual Car Insurance, as we include RAC UK breakdown cover as standard. If you're more than a quarter of a mile from home, and in the unlikely event your car can't be fixed at the roadside, they'll take you to the nearest garage within 20 miles. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. For quality car insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh. Why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next stop, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
OK, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Yeah, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. Reports in the US claim Donald Trump and Elon Musk will speak on the phone later to clear the air after a very public row. The disagreement, which began over planned tax laws, prompted a huge sell-off of Tesla stock, wiping $150 billion US dollars off the company's value. The tech billionaire said the president should be impeached. Classic FM's US correspondent Simon Marks says Mr. Trump has threatened to cancel government contracts with his companies.
Most seriously of all for Mr. Musk's business empire, SpaceX, his rocket launching company, because NASA has SpaceX at the heart of its plans to return to the moon. It was SpaceX that went up and rescued those two astronauts stranded on the International Space Station just a few weeks ago.
Search and rescue teams in the Ukrainian capital are searching for survivors after a missile and drone attack in several locations. The city's mayor says at least four people were killed and around 20 injured this morning. Plans are being set out to cut A&E waiting times for hundreds of thousands of patients in England. A new care plan includes £450 million to expand emergency and urgent care facilities and buy hundreds of new ambulances. Around 1.6 million people a year currently spend longer than 12 hours in A&E. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, says he's spending every penny wisely.
We've got a Chancellor who's looked at the state of the NHS and she's gone, OK, we're going to have to make some choices that might always be popular, and some of the tax decisions have not been popular. But if people are seeing the impact of the change in the NHS, I think people might go, OK, right, fair enough.
Sir Keir Starmer says people in Scotland have voted for change after Labour's shock win in the Hamilton by-election. Davy Russell takes up his seat in the Scottish Parliament, replacing the SNP, who came second. Reform came third. And it's reported David Beckham is in line for a knighthood in the King's Birthday Honours List. He's expected to be made a Sir next week, while his wife Victoria will be known as